If you haven't tried Super Beet Soft Chews, you're missing out. Not only do they taste great, but Super Beet Soft Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beets Chews is clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than as a healthy lifestyle alone. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you want. And if you love Super Beets Chews, you'll love their all-new, delicious vitamin D3 chews. Vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot for its ability to support immune health. And Humin's all-new vitamin D3 chews provide high-potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. Now, you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Super Beets chews when you buy 2 bags of Super Beets chews at danasbeets.com. That's danasbeets.com. danasbeets.com.
The Dana Show.
Never bend a knee to the rage mob.
I don't care. I want to have my firearm and worship and be left alone.
Never being seen to what you can do anything.
What did I just hear?
You know, I'm just going to be honest about it. Everybody's got a different flavor, right? We don't have 31 flavors here.
It's Dana.
You know, I think that if our cities are going to be livable, if you want people to travel to our nation's capital, you have to make them safe. If the people throwing firecrackers in there, people coming into the restaurant and taking your food are not punished, then who will want to travel? Right now, they've said we can't eat inside because of the virus and we can't eat outside because of the rioters. But yes, they have to have law and order. They have to arrest these people. But I think they should check the finances. And what disturbed me most when I spoke to the assistant U.S. attorney in D.C. yesterday was that basically she said there was not going to be any investigation pursued of the people who attacked my wife and I. And I asked specifically, did you look at their finances to see who was paying for their trip to Washington and who was paying for them to stay in fancy hotels?
Hello.
And she wouldn't indicate whether there was an investigation or not. She just said nothing was being pursued at the moment.
Of course not, especially with the presumptive winner of the presidential election, how the culture is going to change. Well, maybe not change that much because they're not prosecuting the individuals that are inflicting violence and burning up stuff and tearing up stuff and breaking the glass and looting all that stuff. Happy Thanksgiving, friend. This is the Dana Show. I'm not Dana. My name is Sergio Sanchez. I am the leader of the crew here at Dana Show, Southern Command in Deep South Texas. It's always an honor that you check in. And if at any time you have something to contribute, that's the only thing I'm going to ask you. You can call, say hi, speak with Kimmy, our producer. But if you have something to contribute, maybe something I didn't think of and everybody else should know about. And granted, you're not wearing like a tinfoil hat. Call it in and let's talk. This is the objective of this talk show, the Dana Show on DanaRadio.com. Listen live and later in the day when we upload all the audio. 844-344-3262. Of course, that's Rand Paul. So what do you think? Rand Paul, look, if there's a miracle, a Christmas miracle or a Thanksgiving miracle, and by this miracle, Donald Trump is allowed to stay in the White House the next 4 years? Because, I mean, let's face it. I mean, I've got the stack of information I'm looking at today, just fascinating stuff, and I'm having to go to the conservative universe and media. You know, people like Epoch Times, and then they're grabbing stuff from other online media. Because it's not in the so-called mainstream media. And I see the potential, you know, Sidney Powell in the news, and I got a cut on her here coming up pretty soon. Going to file that Joe lawsuit today, right? Comments from Lynn Wood, another big attorney. Unless some type of miracle takes place, and we're like bottom of the ninth, 2 outs, 3 balls, 2 strikes type of thing. Let's face it, there will be a change. So, but either way, if President Trump stays at the White House and 2024, we're going to need somebody new on the ticket. What do you say, Rand Paul? Huh? Like one of the names, would you like to see one of those names like Rand Paul or, you know, Paul / Cruz or Cruz / Paul or What's the name of that North? Is it Gnome? Christy Gnome? Like Gnome/Paul? What do you think? Well, advocate for liberty. Advocate for fiscal responsibility. Get us back on track. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw it out there. Yeah, Rand Paul is right. Prosecution of individuals. And see, this is what I would love to see someday. If we had real deal investigations, prioritization of the limited resources that we have for federal investigations to be able to see that these guys get out there and find where the money comes from. Were all these quite young, you know, relatively speaking, compared to, you know, yours truly being middle of the road, and Dana slowly getting there as well, middle of the road. You know, she's about 10 years behind me. But some of these young ones that seem to still be living with mama, and maybe they got a little sack lunch from mama, they got on a bus somewhere, and they went on protest. I'd love to say, where's the money coming from? And are these folks paid protesters? And if they're paid protesters, where's the money coming from? I'd love to see that investigation, but don't expect that anytime soon if we're headed toward a slightly darker times when it comes to proper investigations of stuff that is wrong in our country. Let's see what else is in the news. I saw this said that Ford Motor Company is taking steps to make sure that their workers are protected from the coronavirus. They made the investments in specialty freezers to store the very, very cold Pfizer vaccine at ultra-low temperatures. I know you've been keeping up with the news and you've been hearing these reports that they have to store the Pfizer vaccine in super, super cold temperatures, like minus 95 degrees below zero, or minus 95 degrees Celsius or Fahrenheit. I don't know. I just know it's super cold, and you better not take it out of the freezer. Put it in a syringe and stick it in my arm. It's going to freeze that little chunk of skin that you go in there. I'm wondering how all this takes place. Now, the transport, the logistics of this Pfizer vaccine that they say is 95% effective against, in giving you some type of immunity for the coronavirus, it creates some challenges in distribution and logistics because, well, you need that super freezer. It's not like you can send to a lab anywhere, everywhere across the nation and say, hey, gang, here's the ingredients you need to slap together to make the COVID-19 Big Mac. You can make it the same everywhere, but put all these little components together, make it. No, it's almost immediately. It's got to be like in a super cold environment, then go into an even super, super colder environment. The distribution of this thing is a real challenge. The Pfizer one, I think the Moderna one is slightly better when it comes to logistics, transportation. That doesn't have to be that super frozen. And I think it has a longer shelf life. The AstraZeneca one is also more tolerant of closer to room temperature. You can store it in a regular refrigerator. But the first one that is out of the gate, it's Pfizer, super, super cold. And only, like, you put it in the refrigerator. I remember I saw this report, only 5 days in a standard refrigerator. That's how long it lasts. My question to you, friend, would you take the vaccine? They say that we're going to have about 40 to maybe 50 million doses, vaccines, provided by the end of this year, by the end of 2020. The credit, the pat on the back, to the coronavirus Trump team, the Trump team coronavirus task force that has been working on all these plans to move all these vaccines to market as quickly as possible, taking out all the stops, President Trump taking out all the stops, regulatory stops to get this done, working closely with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Blix, all these people on his task force, all these people at FDA, USDA, all these people. Say, okay, can we move this stop? Can we take this stop? Why do we need to wait this long? Can we simultaneously produce a vaccine? Well, we got some good studies going on. All that, the plan to fight COVID. And may I remind you, the lie of the Joe Biden camp. He's got no plan. He never had a plan. I had no plan. No. Well, in the meantime, it's cooking. vaccines cooking, and now it's here. 40, 50 million vaccines, doses of this vaccine, Pfizer vaccine, likely going to be out in the market. But would you take it? Would you take this vaccine? I have a lot of friends who don't trust government for anything, everything. And I understand. But government isn't perfect. Industry isn't perfect. Government and industry, all institutions run by human beings, they are all flawed and as flawed as human beings themselves. But I do place a certain degree of trust. That this is just me speaking. And I want to hear what your opinion is on this. Look, but this is just me speaking. I do place a certain degree of trust. And mind you, someone like yours truly, and I suspect most of y'all who are working for a living this day before Thanksgiving, out there driving around somewhere doing, or maybe you're traveling, you guys are healthy enough to travel, healthy enough to worry. You and I, we're going to be lower tier on that priority list. First, it's going to be doctors, it's going to be nurses, and then it's going to be the most vulnerable, right? People who live in nursing homes, people who are older and have some other type of condition, then they get it. And then I don't know, who do you think would be next? Maybe by age, going to their 50s and 40s and 30s and so on, the kids would be the very last one. I place a certain degree of trust in that the work has been done competently, as safely as possible. It's really nothing new either. Look, the folks at AstraZeneca overseas in London, working with Oxford University, they were already working on a vaccine for any and all types of coronaviruses. They had a head start. They were in the lead there for a while, and then their study had to take a pause because somebody taking a sugar pill, a placebo. If I remember the story right, somebody taking the placebo pill on the control portion of the study. They got sick or something happened, so they pressed the pause button, and Pfizer just kept on trucking. And Moderna just kept on trucking. So Pfizer, you know, wins the gold. I know it's not a race, but it kind of sounded to me like the race. And besides, this is like a good race to have. Pfizer got the gold, Moderna got the silver, and AstraZeneca, who were in the lead, they got the bronze. But this is nothing new. They've been working on this for a long time. They've been slowly, methodically working their way from the petri dish to animals to people. And that's why I say I place a certain degree of trust in what these very competent doctors and technicians and biology and chemistry majors and doctors, all these folks, I think they did something good. Now, long range, long term, some other friends are yelling at me, saying, but Serge, you don't understand. It's going to take 10, 20, 30 years to finally see what we pushed in nature that will push back equally or maybe even harder in the future. We don't know. You know, this sucker's shaving off the little crowns of the coronavirus. But then what's it also shaving off in other cells that it shouldn't be shaving off? And we won't find out till about 10, 20, 30 years down the road. I don't know, man. This is right now. The coronavirus is the vaccine is what we need to try to get back to normal as quickly as possible. You're listening to The Dana Show for a pre-Thanksgiving Wednesday. Appreciate you checking in. Now, my question is, would you take the virus? Would you take the virus vaccine? I would. I'm probably not going to get access to mid-year next year, but yeah, I'm good, especially when the entire force of doctors and nurses, yeah, they're the first ones that are going to wind up getting it. Let's see how you guys did. Did you grow an extra finger? Did you guys grow an extra ear? Let me look at you. An extra eyeball? Yeah, I figure by March, April, May of next year, we'll be able to figure that out. I want to know what you think. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. Listen live online at danaradio.com. From Dana's Southern Command in McAllen, Texas, deep south Texas, I'm Sergio Sanchez.
If you haven't tried Super Beet Soft Chews, you're missing out. Not only do they taste great, but Super Beet Soft Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beets Chews is clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than as a healthy lifestyle alone. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you want. And if you love Super Beets Chews, you'll love their all-new, delicious vitamin D3 chews. Vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot for its ability to support immune health. And Humin's all-new vitamin D3 chews provide high-potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. Now, you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Super Beets chews when you buy 2 bags of Super Beets chews at danasbeets.com. That's danasbeets.com. danasbeets.com.
It's the Dana Show.
It doesn't have a postmark on it. How did it get there? That would make you question that it came from somebody's lockbox or somebody's storage unit. But if there's no postmark or signature, the signature's apparently on another document. So if we can't check all of those things, how can we check for the validity of things? It's why we need to have in-person voting. You can have early voting, but it needs to be in-person. Look, when I voted here in Bowling Green, we had a big, huge gymnasium. I was in there for 3 minutes. Everybody in the country is going into some place for 3 minutes or more. There is no risk to doing it in person. I fear that we're transforming the election to something that will be very hard to police for fraud, both this time and in the future.
And there are ways to protect the mail-in vote as well. I mean, there are some individuals who need to request a mail-in ballot. Obviously, that's Rand Paul, again, cut to from Rand Paul. I hope that this is part of the Trump legacy, the permanent legacy. Now, either way, whether, bottom of the ninth, 3 outs, 2 outs, 3 balls, 2 strikes, bottom of the ninth. And let's say we score 21 runs to defeat our 20-run deficit right now in this race for president. Whether he wins or not, I hope that finally cleaning up, all these things that are screwed up in our election system nationwide. It has to be something that's done local, that voters rise up in Chicago and other parts of Illinois and in Detroit, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, all these places that have all these suspect operations. I hope that President Trump puts together a report, his team puts a report on what we need to do as citizens to address this, because we need to firm up the elections processes in this country. I got a conversation coming up later in the show with a friend over at Heritage, because if you didn't know this, at the Heritage Foundation website, they've got a database that shows examples of cases successfully prosecuted and examples of charges that were brought against individuals for shenanigans, all types of voting shenanigans all across the country. And I think, if I remember seeing that database correctly, I think all 50 states had different cases. There's only so much manpower that you have at a prosecutor's office to bring charges and prosecute these cases. But there's a big database at Heritage. And I got a friend at Heritage. I'm going to toss this around, because we already found some solutions, and there is a way to protect the mail-in vote as well. And that's coming up later on the Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez at Dana's Southern Command in South Texas. Okay, Kimmy, let's do some headlines.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Well, the crockpots are going to be busy. Heads up. Nearly 1 million crockpots are being recalled right before Thanksgiving. U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission saying it is Sunbeam Products Crock-Pot 6-Quart Express Crock Multi-Cookers. They say they can pressurize when the lid is not fully locked. They've got like 99 reports of first to third degree burns. They were sold everywhere. Walmart, Target, Amazon, all these places. And just in time for Thanksgiving, Zoom is providing unlimited meetings for families. Usually they have like a 40-minute conference, free conference, but they're providing for families to get together unlimited. Question is, it's your family, right? Do you still need to wear pants? This is the Dana Show from her southern command in South Texas. I'm Sergio Sanchez.
Quick Five is brought to you by Caltech. Innovation, quality, performance.
If you're a regular listener, then you've been hearing me talk about Kel-Tec and all the reasons why they're one of my personal favorites when it comes to firearms. Privately owned, family company Kel-Tec has been making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms since 1995. Driven by creativity, Kel-Tec does not simply copy other weapons on the market. They innovate new firearms, including the new Sub-CQB. This folding suppressed rifle is bred for home defense. It also looks cool. And also new is the Kel-Tec RDB Defender with its patented downward shell ejection system. Both weapons are lightweight, easy to handle, and proudly made right here in America by dedicated employees who strive daily to find better ways to produce efficiently with quality, reliability, and affordability in mind. To find out more about the Sub-CQB, the RDB Defender, and all other Kel-Tec firearms and products, check out KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. KelTecWeapons.com. Kel-Tec, creating innovative quality firearms to help secure your world.
Ditch the legacy media and On Free Press by subscribing to The Dana Show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Dana Show Southern Command in deep South Texas, I'm Sergio Sanchez in for our friend Dana Lash. And you can call the show if you have something to contribute, 844-344-3262. We got some change coming, Washington, D.C. If we don't find a miracle solution, Sidney Powell is just bluster and noise and, you know, just flashes of light and simply in a pan. There's nothing there. And Rudy Giuliani, he can't pull a rabbit out of his hat, then we're done. And Joe Biden's coming in, and they're already making plans. The General Service Administration, GSA, providing the money cookie jar for the Biden camp to come on in. Now, part of the changes that you can expect, I have more to say about the whole immigration thing a little bit, because the big story on this Wednesday edition, this broadcast of the Dana Show, the big story for us today, we woke up to 11 million illegal immigrants in this country likely to see a path to citizenship under Joe Biden. Okay. I suspect that you who follow the news, you're not surprised by this, but for a lot of other people, I'd like to think that for millions of people who heard that news this morning, maybe they got a very cold bucket of water splashed on them. Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. I hate Donald Trump. I vote against Donald Trump. I went in there and just provided a vote for Joe Biden, and I didn't vote or anything down ticket, and because I wanted him out of there. But oh, that's right. All the policies, everything that Donald Trump represented. Yeah, the secure borders, working with Mexico, catch and release turned into catch and return to Mexico. America first mentality when it comes to immigration policy, an effort to change our broken immigration policies in this country, people overstaying their visas, all that stuff. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I was blinded by the hate of Donald Trump, and I voted for Joe Biden. Hey, look at that. Look, if you believe the numbers, 80 million people. 80 million people so far. That's the number of Joe Biden, right? If you believe those numbers. I don't know. I don't know how many people are in the country illegally who voted for Joe Biden. I don't know how many of those votes were doubled up. I don't know. Neither do you. Neither does anyone. Unless Sidney Powell can show up with some software evidence. Say, it was, you know, this conspiracy thing I've been telling you about, foreign players and how they shut things down and they changed the algorithm and we started lifting votes for Joe Biden and started taking votes away and switching from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. Unless she can show up and prove that in court. And she says, there's a report here in my stack of stuff that's in conservative media. One of the write-ups are from Epoch Times. She's going to show up in court today in Georgia. I've been looking for little alerts online. I mean, it's... By the time we do the Dana Show, it's around midday, around lunchtime Eastern, lunchtime Central. And, I haven't seen anything yet as far as a court filing in the state of Georgia. But that was a promise yesterday. In fact, there's a cut in there somewhere on... I'll share that with you later. I know. I'll play it a little later. Sidney Powell. I don't want to delve too much into Sidney Powell. She's got to show up with the goods, because otherwise it's over. And Joe Biden's coming in. And 11 million illegal immigrants are about to get a path to citizenship. According to Joe Biden, there's a lot of nuance there that needs to happen on the legislative side. I understand. But, you know, we've got Lurch, John Kerry. He's going to be the environmental czar of the nation. Like, that needs to be put back on the plate. All sorts of environmental regulatory language and limitations need to be placed on industry as soon as possible. The America First mentality, that's about to disappear. America First and, yeah, like I mentioned, border security, America First and foreign trade. We got to do what's good for us, right? Got to take care of us, our kids, our future kids. Got to take care of our country. We just can't be giving away everything to China, to the Asia Pacific Rim, to Mexico and Canada. No, we got to watch out for us. The deal's got to be good for you. It's got to be good for me as well. That's a good deal. That's why we had a good businessman looking at all these trade deals. Oh, that's about to go away. And another one here in my stack of stuff. You guys remember, you guys have been paying attention to the news. You guys remember who the gun czar was going to be for Joe Biden? That's right. Good Irish boy pretending to be a Latino, Hispanic. Robert Francis O'Rourke, top of the morning. Yeah, Beto, he's going to be the gun czar. And they're already talking about it. You can see a few write-ups on this. Joe Biden and his gun control plan already getting a few legs and write-ups online. The gist of it, the stuff that, you know, I caught, and I'm sure you're going to be reading more into this, and Dana follows, she watches this one like a hawk. Remove liability protections on manufacturers and the dealers. The plan to end our gun violence epidemic legislation that might be coming from a Joe Biden administration. And again, if he doesn't have the Senate, he just doesn't have it. But this is why the Georgia races are so important, because not only legislation for illegal immigrants, not only and all sorts of crazy regulations related to environmental restrictions and taxes and carbon taxes, all that crap. Giving away the kitchen, giving away the refrigerator, the kitchen sink, giving away everything when it comes to free trade deals, American security issues with Iran, all that. Maybe, I don't know, maybe even reversing course and part of the Trump legacy, which is the Israeli peace agreements and peace accords with Arab neighbors and new relationships, all this stuff. Just turn it around. Maybe new foreign entanglements. I don't know what's coming. But one thing on the gun issue, gun control, absolutely. And all these sweet bits of audio and audio cuts. They're coming for, are you coming for our rifles? You're coming for our guns? Darn right I am. I don't think that's a direct quote, but it's pretty close. Darn right he's coming for rifles. They want gun control. Absolutely they want gun control. And the gun czar might be on his way. Although it might not be Robert Francis O'Rourke, Mr. Beto. It might not be him, because just a quick mention in this first hour of the program, I want to get this one out of the plate, a quick mention of Texas politics. Robert Francis O'Rourke has been mentioned as a potential Democrat, Texas Democrat Party contender against Governor Greg Abbott in Texas. There's another one, one of the communist Castro twins from San Antonio. The former mayor, Julian, right? Julian Castro, Julian Castro, he might be one. Which, for me, I mean, I'm okay with that. I think the nightmare scenario, and I say this still being based in Texas and knowing that we still have a conservative, quasi-conservative, slightly right of center, and yes, Tea Party conservative majority here in Texas. It's an amalgamation of everything that I mentioned to you. It's still right of center. It's still, you can call it conservative. It doesn't make me comfortable that President Trump won the state of Texas by only, I believe the margin was 700,000 votes. correct me if I'm wrong, that's in the state the size of Texas, which is, you know, population about 25 million, and a percentage of that, much less than that, about 19 or 18 million registered to vote, still 700,000 votes. That's pretty close, and the Democrats have been making grounds every single time. I think that for to have a celebrity like Matthew McConaughey, have him run with all this Hollywood money, which would be the same thing with Beto, with Robert Francis or Rourke. It probably would be the same thing. A lot of Hollywood money would flush back into Texas. Hey, the big winners would be people in media, radio stations like mine and TV stations and everybody else in media getting the advertising money from New York, from California, from overseas, from China. I don't know, some PACs, all that PAC money coming in to support somebody like Robert Francis or Rourke running for governor against Greg Abbott. But this, again, this is Texas. And I think it's real easy to take somebody like Robert Francis or Rourke down and just stick to the 2A issue, Second Amendment issue. And the fact that this dude, he was supposed to be the gun czar for Joe Biden in a Joe Biden administration. And heck yeah, I think it was, the quote was from him, heck yeah, absolutely, we're coming for your guns. I'm going to go door to door and take your guns. Absolutely. That's all you need to take him down. Go right ahead. Because I don't see anyone else on the Democrat side, Texas-based, any other superstar that could threaten Governor Greg Abbott in Texas. I think, politically speaking, this is just me throwing, you know, my observations out there, just doing like a pregame play-by-play thing, just analysis, because this is my sport, it's politics. I mean, being former chairman here in Deep South Texas for the Republicans for about 4 years, I watch this stuff not only because I have to do it in news, but I mean this is the stuff that fascinates me. Our Republican chairman in the state of Texas is former Lieutenant Colonel Alan West from Florida. Moved to Texas sometime back. And in the convention, the Republican Party convention here in Texas, he became chairman. He fought and became chairman. Now, Colonel West, man, he's about as hardline, Tea Party, uncompromising, liberty first, small government. You get your hands out of my pocket, get your butts out of my house, stay away from me. That's Colonel West. In fact, if I remember correctly, Colonel West was part of that Tea Party contingent. Correct me if I'm wrong, but right, 2010, and that wave of Tea Party congressional candidates that went to Washington after the first 2 years of Obama, and then the push for Obamacare, 65, 66 Republicans went to Washington, D.C. I think Colonel West was part of that contingent, the Tea Party, when the Tea Party was loud and proud and strong. See, the yearning for liberty, the yearning for the government to stay out of our business, to stay out of our lives, to stop taxing us, stop threatening to take our guns, it's still there, people. I still have hope that Americans can rise up with this, maybe a new form of Make America Great Again, or Return America to Greatness. I don't know what the slogan is, but see, Donald Trump, he is the face, the culture of the new Republican Party, which I would make an argument probably Donald Trump would be post-election, after leaving the White House, should be the leader of the new Tea Party, like in solid gold, capital T for Trump, the leader of the new Tea Party, with candidates, with organizations that I know are out there that are vetting candidates and looking for people that want America for Americans. America first mentality, because that's good to protect our country, to preserve our country on immigration, trade, everything else. Think what's good for us, right? Here in Texas, Alan West, Colonel Alan West, the chairman of the Republican Party, we might have a more interesting Texas primary in 2022 than the actual general election, because we're still conservative down here. It's going to be an interesting fight within the party, because I'm reading some of these articles up in Austin, and some of the commentary up in Austin, our capital, saying that Alan West might challenge Governor Greg Abbott for the nomination to be on the ticket, general election in 2022. The 2022 race has started, friend, including, sidebar to what I was telling you a little earlier about the gun issue. And I'll, after the break, I'll come back and tell you why. There's a reason why the Democrat House, that's still slightly Democrat, will wind up being slightly Democrat. There is a reason it will not vote for a, and I'm convinced of it, it will not vote for any Joe Biden prompted legislation to control guns, seize guns, or tax guns. And I'll tell you why when we come back after we pay some bills. This is The Dana Show from Dana's Southern Command in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. I'm Sergio Sanchez. Talk line 844-344-DANA.
Hi, I'm Sarah Carter, host of the Sarah Carter Podcast. Everywhere you look these days, we're seeing an aggressive effort to destroy what made America great, tearing down our history, attacking our freedoms, and canceling any person who dares to cross the progressive speech police. We cannot stand by and let this happen. It's time for the silent majority to become the unsilent majority. Join me on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
left. The Dana Show on your Alexa by opening the app settings and linking your podcast service to your Alexa. And then say, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
Hoping that you have a wonderful and safe and restful Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and you're listening to The Dana Show from her Southern Command. I referred to it here in the Rio Grande Valley, proud affiliate KURV in South Texas. You want to join the program, have something to contribute, you can call in the coming hours, 844-344-3262. You guys be safe. Keep your eye on the road. Don't need to call in unless you got something really, really good that everybody needs to hear about. You call us on the talk line. I was telling you right before we went to pay some bills, I'm convinced that Joe Biden, even if he were to get a 50-50 Senate split, and my goodness, I mean, this is a scenario, nightmare scenario, where you got the Democrats, it's the split control of the U.S. Senate with the Republicans, and gets several committees, and then they still have the House by a thin margin, they still have the House. I do not believe that the U.S. House of Representatives, the Democrats, they see the writing on the wall. How many Republican women, pro-life, conservative, liberty-minded Republican women are now going to Washington, D.C., going to freshman training right now because they're going to Washington, D.C.? Heck, here in South Texas, we almost sent one. The Democrat here in Deep South Texas barely survived by a few thousand votes, like a one percentage point. We got real close. This is part of the liberty movement, the Trump revolution, the America first mindset. Every 2 years, congresswomen, they're up for re-election every 2 years. And I'd like to believe that in more conservative communities, enclaves in our country, Midwest, Northwest, you know, Pacific Northwest, and the Midwest, wherever, I'd like to believe that even some of these Democrats, they're going to have their constituents just burn the phone line, saying, you better not be voting for any gun control excuse of a sports rifle tax on me. I got myself, you know, six or seven rifles. I don't need to be paying $500 per rifle for some stupid harebrained Joe Biden idea that somehow that's going to diminish violence, gun violence, according to what they say. No, they're running for Congress every 2 years. I don't think they're going to find the votes for that. And if the Republicans, if they hang on to the Senate by those two votes from Georgia, well, even less. So it's got to be legislation-based, which kind of circles back to the whole illegal immigrants getting a path toward citizenship. That's why it is imperative that those two Senate races in Georgia, that they stay Republican, that they do not give the power, that the Senate is not surrendered to Joe Biden. Happy Thanksgiving. Got this great idea I want to share with you from Metro Houston, which is north of me, just a few hours. And investigators in Houston say that they're setting up a sting operation. They're putting decoy packages on certain porches that always get hit by these porch pirates. They put some of those Amazon packages out there, or eBay packages, stuff that they order from Walmart or Target, right? So they're putting GPS tracked equipment in there and cameras. As soon as the culprits open up, they start taking video and pictures and nab the porch pirates. I think it's a great, great idea. Although I'm kind of hoping to hear of a more enterprising approach to this. Put some explosive, glitter-powdered, permanent ink-soaked, like dog feces versions of it, where it just explode on the thieves, don't you think? This is The Dana Show.
This November, we must take a stand. Now is the time to stand for what you believe in, for what makes America great, and for truth and freedom. With Patriot Mobile, you can take that stand with America's only Christian conservative wireless company. From now until November 7th, switch to Patriot Mobile with their Stand Up for Freedom promotion. Get a free Samsung A11 phone with 2-year commitment, free premier activation, and a free gift. Patriot Mobile takes a stand with a portion of every dollar going to support organizations that simply support the Constitution and your values. At 972-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Dana. Use promo code Dana for a free Samsung A11 phone, free premier activation, and a free gift. Or get a free month of service and $45 off any phone in stock. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana, promo code Dana, or call 972-PATRIOT. Stand up for freedom now with Patriot Mobile. That's 972-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile, our plans, your freedom.
The Dana Show.
Never bend a knee to the rage mob.
I don't care. I want to have my firearm and worship and be left alone.
Never being seen to what you can do anything.
What did I just hear? You know, I'm just going to be honest about it. Everybody's got a different flavor, right? We don't have 31 flavors here. It's Dana.
Well, you have promised a Kraken will be unleashed. We were expecting perhaps your suit would be filed to yesterday or today. When shall we expect your lawsuit?
Well, I think no later than tomorrow. It's just going to be it's a massive document, right. And it's going to have a lot of exhibits.
And who will be the defendant or defendants?
The defendants are going to be folks in Georgia who are responsible for supposedly making sure the elections in Georgia are done properly. And there are just countless incidents of voter fraud and election fraud writ large in Georgia.
All right. And it's all tied back to software issues and conspiracies. Well, that remains to be seen. That, of course, the voice of Sidney Powell and doing a talk radio interview somewhere. I don't recognize the other voice. Sidney Powell, and when she said that no later than tomorrow, that'd be her comments from yesterday, that it might happen today. And I'm doing my best checking my Parler account. Yes, do Parler, by the way, before you do Twitter. We all need to move away from Twitter as quickly as possible. So open up a Parler account. And yes, I'm checking the obligatory Twitter verse. And looking at the cable TVs in here with the news, I don't see any filing yet. Wednesday afternoon post lunch, that's when we broadcast the Dana Show and, of course, the audio that you check out later in the podcast. How are you, friend? Happy Thanksgiving. My name is Sergio Sanchez from what I refer to as the Dana Show Southern Command in Deep South Texas, Rio Grande Valley, Texas, and her affiliate here in Deep South Texas. North of the Rio Bravo, blessed soil, USA, and it's Texas. It's a double blessing. You want to join the program? You have something to contribute? 844-344-3262. You need to make it by Kimmy. She'll determine whether you come on the radio or not. We're waiting. It's we're down 20 runs, bottom of the ninth, two outs, three balls, two strikes. And we kind of need something like this if it's going to happen. And, you know, Mike, the question pops up in my head. Well, when I see these reports, and I had to go to the conservative universe, you know, for example, Epoch Times, other people writing quick comments on this, referencing, for example, someone vouching for Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, for example, Atlanta-based famed attorney Lynn Wood, again, also saying that Sidney Powell which is Wednesday today. Why normally, I mean, the way I understand when you file something and you got like some big case you're going to file, where do you, when you need the world to know something and you're an attorney that you're filing some type of case, what do you do? What do you see? You see attorneys at the steps of a courthouse or outside the door of a district courthouse, call and report and say, come talk to me. Okay, we're about to file. Ladies and gentlemen, here's our case. Boom, big old stack of papers or big old briefcase, right? That usually happens at the start of the day, right? Yes, I know COVID-19 restrictions. You can't see people, all that. But you want the world to know, and all these promises are being made, you got to show up with the goods. And I would imagine that it's the start of the day, especially on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving, that by proxy just seems to become another extra day off for most people, right? That you talk about one of the days of the year that you really don't get anything done at the office. It's like the day before Christmas Eve, the day before Thanksgiving, you know, just the big day before everybody takes, day before New Year's, if you're unlucky enough to work on a day like that. It's real slow. Guys, I didn't see anything this morning as far as the filing. And this was that audio you heard from Sydney. She's saying, okay, as soon as tomorrow, it's a big case. Okay, great. I want it to be true. Don't get me wrong. I want it to be true. But I'm putting out there just to get this out of the way for one major reason. Let's say it's 20 to nothing. As I told you, bottom of the ninth, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the greatest of all comebacks, hit by hit, by balk, triple, double, home run. It doesn't stop. It's a flood. It's a tsunami of runs and hits. And presto. I'd like to say that, hey, yeah, we were listening. And Sidney Powell was threatening and kept telling the world she had the goods. And I want you to know that what she said, and that she was there. Because on the flip side, if it's just smoke and mirrors, and there's nothing there, and even Lynn Wood, famed attorney, Atlanta-based attorney Lynn Wood, is, you know, sticking his neck out for his friend. You know, and I'm saying his friend based on what he said. You know, a quote from him. You know, he took to Twitter and said, "I've worked closely with Sidney Powell and others." And he said the lawsuit Sidney will be filing tomorrow, which is today, in Georgia, speaks truth, in all caps, the word truth. So he's seen something. It seems to me that Attorney Lynn Wood has seen more than probably the Donald Trump camp or Rudy Giuliani, because maybe he saw something where he's going to stick his neck out and put his reputation on the line, his famed attorney. Mr. Wood says, enemies of America will deny the allegations. Do not believe them. Believe Sidney and me. We love America and freedom. Our enemies do not. Okay. Looking forward to see what's in that court case. Because if this becomes the wildest, absolutely crazy, wildest of all wild goose chases, I'm wondering, how does this help Attorney Sidney Powell and Attorney Lynn Wood, his reputation? How does that help reputation? Of course, you probably come back and say, well, Serge, they're attorneys. Cred, reputations, come on. Come on, man, just stick any joke in there that you want about attorneys. It's not good for business either way. I mean, with the accusations, allegations, the conspiratorial stories about software and how algorithms changed this, that, and the other and stole the election. Oh, my goodness. I pray to Jesus that is not true, because if something like that were to be true, can you imagine how this absolutely obliterates, shatters the confidence of all Americans in our election system and would call for an electoral revolution in our country? I figure if true, in an alternate universe where all these allegations are true and Donald Trump's allowed to stay there, I think objective number one would be to circle back to all these precincts, all these counties and states where all this historic corruption. Now, we've gone in the media, in American media, we've gone from the island that said, oh, there's no rampant conduction, there's no proof of corruption in the election systems in our country. We've kind of shoved them bit by bit, people like Rudy Giuliani, like President Trump, Sidney Powell, a whole bunch of it. We slowly pushed them towards another barrier island to finally admit that there is corruption, but it's not rampant enough. It's historic. I mean, it goes back to the days of Kennedy, to LBJ. There are so many stories about governor's races being stolen and all this stuff needs to be addressed. And the weakest point, the Achilles heel of all this, is the mail-in vote. If Donald Trump were to win, were in some alternate universe, he were to win and be redeemed by this conspiracy that tried to steal the election and all these 80 some odd million votes that are on electronic data boards for Joe Biden, you can prove that, what would it be, 7-8 million of those are bogus votes, that the computers switched everything, and it's Donald Trump that actually won. Donald Trump got, what was it, like 11 million more votes this time than it did last time against Hillary Clinton. And Joe Biden, the 80 million, and that's a bogus number. That's a crazy bogus number. The computers were responsible for that. Objective number one would be to reform election processes in our country as quickly as possible and hold rallies state by state, community. Go to Detroit, hold rallies. Go to Philadelphia, hold rallies. Go to the source of the problem and say this historic corruption that was irresponsibly ignored by the fourth level of government, fourth tier of government, the so-called free press that is so expensive on our nation, almost cost us our nation by manipulating the presidential vote. Yeah, you guys need to fix this. You guys need to. And by the way, let's go back to the 2005 little election commission report on how to fix it. There's a lot of great ideas in there, and it was bipartisan. It was Republican and Democrat. And Jimmy Carter was sitting on there, and there were some great ideas on how to fix the mail-in vote. We have the solutions. What we lack is leadership with, as Dana says, the beans to recognize the problem and to fix it for the sake of local jurisdictions, governments, school board, city, county, for their elections. And more importantly, when it comes to the big sexy race for president, we got to fix it. That should be issue number one. If it's not, part of the legacy, in my opinion, should be President Trump and the crew and with Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani chronicle all of the misdeeds and election processes across the country and publish all that. I can tell you, again, Heritage Foundation, and I got a conversation about this with a friend from Heritage coming up later in the show. Go to the Heritage Foundation website, and they've got a database. All these cases that have been successfully prosecuted across our nation and many, many states across our nation. It's out there. It's real. And mainstream media, all the cables and other people online saying there's no proof. Absolutely, there's proof. There's a huge database of successful prosecutions against election corruption in this country. Go to the Heritage Foundation website. Go find that database. Go look at it. And of all these new cases that have been chronicled by this election, this race, yeah, put that on paper. Put that online for people to see. You're listening to The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez. In for Dana today. Happy Thanksgiving. Broadcasting today's program from her Southern Command office in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. You want to join the conversation? You have something to contribute. See, that's the requirement now. I know you guys are running across the country. Maybe you're part of the millions of folks that are on the road headed to grandma's. You guys be safe. Be careful out there. You have something you'd like to contribute, you need to call 844-344-3262. From her Southern Command office in South Texas, I'm Sergio Sanchez. This is The Dana Show.
Follow Dana on Twitter at DLash and official Dana Lash on Facebook.
Well, first of all, let's be clear. Governor Cuomo is stating misfacts here. He's lying to his people. There is no law. No law was enacted by his state legislator. This is, if anybody's a dictator, it's him by pushing down this executive order without any input. Yeah. And second of all, I say this. I'll say the same thing to Governor Cuomo that I said to Representative Jay Paul during my last hearing. I pay a lot of taxes in New York now because I own property in New York. He works for me. He works for the New York state taxpayers. He's accountable to us, not the other way around. We're not accountable to him.
That's Tom Holman. I mean, I love that dude. He was in charge of immigration things at one time up in D.C. Tom Holman ripping Governor Cuomo over the governors. His problem with citizens, oh, I'm sorry, sheriffs who would not be imposing the dictator's edict, and this is my words, the dictator's edict that, you know, people not have more than, what is it, like 10, 15 people at, no, 10 people, right, at Thanksgiving dinner, and the sheriff's office, they need to enforce something like this. No, they don't. And of course, he goes out there and says, all these sheriffs, oh, they're acting like dictators for not imposing, for not enforcing these rules. I don't think Governor Cuomo understands the difference between a dictator and a rebel resistance community, right? The dictator imposes. That'd be the governor saying, no more than 10 people or else I'm going to stick the sheriff on you. And the sheriff say, hey, dopey, I'm not going to do that. There are people enjoying Thanksgiving dinner. Now, the rebels, they resist. That'd be more like the sheriffs be more like part of the resistance, the rebels that say no to the dictator, Andrew Cuomo. Anyway, just a sign of the intelligence or lack thereof for some of these Democrat governors. You guys need to vote these people out, folks, seriously. California, Governor Goodhair Newsom, you need to send that boy packing. Michigan, Gretch the Grinch Whitmer, you guys need to send her back. You guys start working on it already. Rudy Giuliani, speaking at an event held by Republicans in Pennsylvania. I saw a headline earlier this morning. The president was supposed to be there, but he's not there right now. Rudy Giuliani, part of the Trump campaign team, lead attorney. I'm saying that there is voter fraud, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. And let me go back to... I saw something that John Solomon had just a second ago. I'm going to go to my Parler account. Get yourself a Parler account. Yeah, here it is. Who's John Solomon referencing? Oh, it's folks over at Epoch, the Epic Times, Epoch Times. From justthenews.com, that's John Solomon, says, this just in, the order was made by a judge in Pennsylvania, a judge today, Wednesday, ordered Pennsylvania officials not to certify the results of the 2020 election until his court holds a hearing Friday on the matter. Okay. Let's see what comes next on that. Can the court do that? It seems like courts can do anything. But either way, that's what John Solomon is reporting from Epoch. All right, Kimmy, let's do some headlines.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Part of the news in the Twitterverse, and I'm sorry, Parlerverse and Twitter and online. President Trump looking to a potential pardon of General Michael Flynn. Look for reports on that as I start seeing more traffic on that. General Flynn might be receiving a pardon here in the near future. Millions of Americans will be losing their extended unemployment benefits as the coronavirus pandemic rages on. Looks like some of these benefits will be expiring over the next 2-3 weeks. And Americans are planning on buying gifts as usual this year, despite the pandemic. Gallup poll says average spending for folks would be around $850. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You are in tune with The Dana Show from South Texas. Happy Thanksgiving.
Quick Five is brought to you by Caltech. Innovation, quality, performance.
Dana Lash, your social media debate teacher. Do your homework by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watching it all, having covered this White House now for a couple of years, what's your read on all of this? Well, it's the president trying to take credit for what's happening with the stock market. Of course, you remember before the election, he often warned of what would happen to the stock market if Joe Biden did win the White House. And now the president is attempting to take credit for this good news, which, of course, you, as you noted, experts are chalking it up to the GSA formally moving forward with the Biden transition last night, this good vaccine news that we've had over the last several days, okay, and, of course, the Janet Yellen news, this reporting that Joe Biden is expected to pick Janet Yellen to be the next treasurer secretary, but Donald Trump wanted to take credit for
stability in business. And I'm speaking as a manager, you know, there's a little radio outfit here in Deep South Texas. We're, you know, certain size. We're not like the big boys or the big networks, but in business, you manage a business. You need to know what's on the playing field. You need stability. The reaction by the market this week, 30K. That's the Trump economy roaring, screaming, saying to the world, we are still here. We're still alive. Joe Biden, in my humble opinion, the fact that it seems, according to the so-called mainstream media, the heritage media, and all the president-elect declarations about Joe Biden, stability, the fact that, okay, we finally have the election behind us. It seems that we're moving towards Joe Biden. Okay, now we know what's the field's going to look like for him. But this 30,000 thing has nothing to do with Joe Biden. There were days when we knew Joe Biden, thanks to the heritage, so-called heritage media, that, you know, they kept reporting that he was a president-elect, and the market was floundering. We get reports of a third vaccine that's on the way, the AstraZeneca thing, and wham, it just continues to climb. Pfizer, after Pfizer announced that Monday morning, my goodness, it went through the roof. And then you got Moderna, same thing, just more climb. You got AstraZeneca, more climbing, worth 30,000. Folks in business, managers, and the ones who have capital, that would not be me. Not there yet. I'm always hopeful. I still live in America, greatest country on earth, and I'm hopeful that someday maybe that gravy train is going to come in. It's going to have to be with this radio thing, but maybe someday will come in. But people who have capital, they want to know what's going to be on the playing field. And knowing that maybe the world will come back to normal someday, yeah, that's real good. That's good for investment. The president, oh, by the way, this is the Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez. We're broadcasting today from what I refer to as the Dana Show Southern Command, Rio Grande Valley of Texas, to the world. Thanks for tuning in. You have something to contribute, 844-344-3262. Otherwise, you guys keep your hands on the wheel, keep your eyes on the road, be safe going to grandma's. And, man, a whole bunch of y'all going to grandma's. I think one of the reports, AAA said that on the road, we were only going to see between 5 to 10% less traffic this year compared to the booming Trump economy Thanksgiving holiday of last year. Only 5 to 10% less. There was a report earlier this week I saw. It said only 4% less on the road. Isn't that crazy? And at the airport, we're about 50%. When Donald Trump said during the campaign, and I agree with him, and again, going back to the whole stability thing, Donald Trump said, Joe Biden wins the White House, you will see divestment. You'll see a retreat. You will see a fall off in the market. They'll cash in their chips, in other words. That's what I need to say. They will cash in their chips because a Joe Biden presidency with a Democrat Congress and, you know, the Senate, the House, everybody voting for the removal of tax cuts, that's less capital in the market. And for capitalist folks in industry who need to have all this cash on hand or this cash lent, the cheap cash on hand to, you know, money takes money to make money. When you start taxing them more and you go from 21% the corporate tax, you raise it up. What was some of the things that he said? And he admitted to this. This should have been another major talking point from the Trump campaign. In little vignettes, little 15-second vignettes, the booming economy, you want it back? You don't do it by taking away money from the market. 28%, maybe back to 31%, 32% taxation. Yeah, that's taking money out of the market. That's what he's referring to. And, you know, well, I got to give credit to Democrats and Democrat pundits and meat puppets, talking heads. They're really good with razzy, snazzy little sentences and posting, pinning blame and pointing fingers of blame and, you know, irresponsibly toward, you know, patriots and people who love our country and just distorting. That's what the enemy does, just lies and distorts. It's satanic form. It's a bunch of lies. You take money out of the market. You tax it. You take that money away from capitalists. There would be less money for them to spend to invest for land, for equipment, for salary, all that. It's basic. It's just common sense that is so lacking in some of these people. Of course, that little CNN, that no surprise, right? That was a little CNN cut that you just heard. The little reporter at blah, 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 just flapping her gums about the Trump economy and trying to take credit for that. Yeah, he should, rightfully. That's the Trump economy roaring that it wishes to survive. Because under, you know, just taking from some of the things that they've said on the Democrat side, what, the Green New Deal, which the platform for the Biden camp and the Democrats was pretty much a copy-paste version of the Green New Deal without some of the more crazier things like no planes and no cow flatulence. You take some of that out, but you pretty much have a retrofit of buildings, of institutions, of transportation to a more green economy. We're talking about trillions upon trillions of dollars in a retrofit for transportation, for building. Fracking, oil, traditional fuels, all that stuff. Yeah, you can kiss a goodbye. Thank you, Pennsylvania. Thank you for voting for Joe Biden. He tried to warn you. Now, most of this will, Joe Biden will more than likely need to achieve through executive order because I don't see it, friend. You know, I was wrong so far, right? Unless everybody was duped by some software that stole the election, and that still remains to be proven. 80 million people went out there and voted because they hated Donald Trump, because all this was manufactured by Hollywood, by the media, by the Democrats, by Trump haters, by so-called Republicans and former chairman of the Republican Party that went out there and stabbed Donald Trump in the back, and former president, Republican presidents who said absolutely nothing, nothing in support of Donald Trump. He was fighting everybody. This is the Trump economy, and it wishes to survive. And Joe Biden coming in through executive order, he can do a lot of damage. Of course, I expect to see liberty-minded attorneys taking him to court, just like the libs, the leftists. I don't like to use the word liberal because, I mean, if you guys understand, you know, classical liberal, that's what you are. You believe in liberty. I like to use the word leftist or statist. Green New Deal, trillions in retrofit, transportation buildings. Throttle back and all the fracking stuff, at least from federal land perspective, and not providing permits through a new who would be the head over at EPA? Well, you go put people in energy that are a bunch of leftists. Raise the fuel cost. By raising the fuel cost, you're raising production cost, raw materials that are produced by these petrol fuels. You raise the cost of transport across the country, logistics. Yay. Yeah. You got a new regulator in chief in John Kerry, the new environmental czar, thinking up all sorts of stupid regulations to put out there. And like I said, raise corporate taxes. Take money away from the capitalists as much as you can, as quickly as possible. Because if they win, if they get the Senate 50-50, they will do what they can within the next 23 months now, because we're almost a month away from the election. 23 months and counting before what I would expect to see is a liberty revolution. The Tea Party number two, capital T, solid gold T for Trump. Tea Party two coming up in 2022, and the campaign has started. Let me mention some other stuff I saw in the news here. This also from some of the conservative write-ups. Who did this one? I guess this might be another epoch one. Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, legislatures holding public hearings on the election. Comments from the Trump campaign, the legal team announcing yesterday that legislatures, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, holding public hearings for the 2020 general election Pennsylvania State Senate, holding a hearing today in Gettysburg. Rudy Giuliani, we know, is in Pennsylvania talking about some of the irregularities and the electoral offenses that he sees. Serious irregularities, and he says, we have proof of fraud in a number of states. That's Jenna Ellis, by the way. That's quote, the quote that I'm reading. Jenna Ellis, Trump attorney, saying there are serious irregularities and that we have proof. Her team has proof of fraud in a number of states, and it is important for all Americans to have faith in the electoral process. So that's taking place today. Let's see what else is here. Oh, my goodness. I saw this one, and all I could see was the sign of the beast. Let me tell you what this one is. Did you hear that Qantas airline? You guys who are old enough to know, when I say Qantas airline, what's the first thing pops into your head? Right? And the Rain Man spouting all these different airlines, all these airline crashes, Continental, American, saying he refuses to get on the plane on that movie. Australian carrier Qantas, they say that international travelers who book flights on Qantas will have to provide proof that they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 when the vaccine becomes available. Does this stuff make the hair on the back of your neck kind of like stand up, like, oh my goodness, what is that? It's the sign of the times, a sign of the end times, might you say? Get ready for the mark of the vaccine. This is nuts, don't you think? This is crazy. They're a private company. They can no shirt, no shoes, no vaccine, no service. But moving. This is just the first. This is one company, but I'm thinking, God forbid, this would be because, for airlines all over the place, airlines, if you don't wear a mask, right? They've got this no fly list. All these U.S. national airlines, Delta, all these other people, you don't comply, you don't wear a mask. Hey, you're not flying with us. Bye bye. Go take a Greyhound bus. Do they still have Greyhound? I know they got buses, but. Or go rent a car . Qantas saying, when the vaccine becomes available, unless you take the vaccine and you prove it, you show documentation, you've got the mark of the vaccine, I don't know, on your right hand or maybe your forehead. Yeah, you ain't flying with Qantas. Anyway, I thought that was pretty spooky when I saw that headline. And before I go pay some bills, let me see here. I just thought I mentioned this because I found his appearance in social media and his commentary absolutely embarrassing for him. The former Speaker of the House, Eddie Munster, Paul Ryan, he was, like today, for example, Wednesday today before Thanksgiving, we had a certain big news of the day. And then yesterday, the big news of the day was the GSA, right? The General Service Administration opening up the money cookie jar for Joe Biden and his team to start transitioning. Well, around that same time, I'm thinking that Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, Rhino, he's probably sitting on the toilet somewhere working on his little points that he wants to send out on Twitter and maybe send out a press release and to say to the world that President Trump needs to declare it's over and work with Joe Biden to transition. Because he missed the big story of the day yesterday. Paul Ryan was in the news just briefly, just a little blip on the radar. He said that the president needs to transition power to Joe Biden. Well, at the same time, everybody else was paying attention to the news, and the GSA had opened up the cookie jar to give Joe Biden some money. It's like the guy showing up late for dinner on Thanksgiving. Everybody's already cleaning up the dishes. You got the rest of the family in the den, and he's like standing around, hey, what happened? Did I show up late? Was it an hour ago? But I was thinking, maybe in desperation, he sent it out there just to kiss some Joe Biden booty, I'm thinking. This is just me, my cynical way of thinking. Because in part of his communique yesterday, he was stressing how Joe Biden is awesome because he works with Republicans and that Joe Biden, president-elect, da-da-da-da-da, will be able to get things done in Washington, D.C. So I'm thinking he was looking for some political scraps, looking for some love from maybe a future Joe Biden. That's just me. 10 minutes to the hour. You're listening to The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez in for Dana. Talk line 844-344-3262.
2020 sucks, right? Don't let the source you get your info from suck, too. Get The Dana Show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
From The Dana Show Southern Command in Deep South Texas, we're keeping it in Texas to keep it real, amigo. Just barely. We're north of the Rio Bravo, but we're in Texas, and we're in the USA. USA, The Dana Show. And if you want to join the conversation, as you guys are traveling all over the place, obviously, we've got millions of people traveling today, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, 844-344-3262. I'm going to get the Florida Man stuff out of the way. I want to say, I send out a big hug and a kiss to Big Tony, WDBO, in Orlando, and my buddy Joe Kelly, and his precious kitty, Kitty George Washington. I love you, kitty. Let's do some Florida Man, Kimmy. Go ahead.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right. This is a pretty serious case. The feds are filing an indictment against a Navy officer. Lieutenant Fan Yang was involved in a plot to smuggle boat engines into China. Lieutenant Yang... Yes, not to be confused with Lieutenant Dan. Lieutenant Yang, now facing charges, a violation of federal firearms laws, lying to the feds, falsifying information. They dropped a smuggling charge against him, his wife. Two Chinese nationals have pleaded guilty in the smuggling case. Okay. That was Jacksonville, Florida. And one that's pandemic and vacation related. Seems that the COVID-19 thing is not affecting Thanksgiving travel to Orlando. It's not affecting it nationwide, period. A lot of people going to go see grandma. So they're going to Orlando. A travel analytics firm, Forward Keys, saying this week that Orlando is what it calls the seventh most resilient destination in our nation this Thanksgiving. Travel to Orlando is down compared to last Thanksgiving, obviously. But only by about a third. Fort Myers is the most resilient, 12% down. Tampa, Miami, seeing some good numbers as well. You guys be careful out there. Stay away from each other. And let me close just a little north of Florida in Georgia. Got a 12-year-old genius in Hotlanta going to college next year. Has been accepted to Georgia Tech. Caleb Anderson, dreaming of going to Mars. He wants to work at SpaceX. That's some good news from Georgia. You're listening to The Dana Show from South Texas. Talk line 844-344-DANA. I'm Sergio Sanchez.
The Dana Show.
Never bend a knee to the rage mob.
I don't care. I want to have my firearm and worship and be left alone.
Never being seen to what you can do anything.
What did I just hear? You know, I'm just going to be honest about it. Everybody's got a different flavor, right? We don't have 31 flavors here. It's Dana.
The question is, first of all, you can't stop the Manhattan DA. You can't stop the New York Attorney General. You can't stop the Southern District of New York. Bill Barr couldn't stop the Southern District of New York from indicting Steve Bannon. So just the momentum that is out there with these investigations now, I don't think they can stop. President-elect Biden has indicated some reluctance about this, but he said he'd give the Justice Department Attorney General, as has been done prior to this administration, a pretty free hand. So I don't know politically the outcome of this, but I think this train is leaving the station, and I think that these investigations are vigorous and serious, and I think that Trump knows that, and I don't think they can be stopped, Brian. I really don't.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Proof. Every time I see James Carville's face, gosh darn it, man. They keep saying in my industry, hey, you got a face for radio because you're ugly. And James, I've never met you. I like your spirit, brother. But, dude, I don't even think your mama would love your face. You're so darn ugly, chihuahuas. James Carville, proof, living proof, that space aliens did indeed visit this planet. And I'd say recently, within the past generation or so, in early, recent enough to seed their lineage into humanity. And James Carville's, he's just proof. He's one of them. He's one of their kids. He's so, the space alien, James Carville, because after all, once President Trump, if, and I'm going to put again that little qualifier in there, if indeed it all plays out and all this noise that's taking place right now in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Nevada, all these hearings that are taking place, all these accounts and the reading of misdeeds in the election by Rudy Giuliani, the huge claims from Sidney Powell that she's got this big conspiracy thing and the software and the everything that was changed and the election was stolen. Donald Trump, he won by a landslide. Okay, if that doesn't come true and Donald Trump leaves the office, oh, they're waiting for him in the bushes. They're waiting for him, politically speaking, on a grassy knoll to try to take him out, try to send him to jail, try to put him in an orange jumpsuit and send him off to some who's gal out there somewhere. How are you, friends? I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show from the Rio Grande Valley of Texas to the world via danaradio.com online. And you can call in if you got something to contribute at 844-344-3262. Apparently, according to all reports, you guys are on the road today. It's all right. I'm not expecting any calls. That's good. You just call if there's something really big and you got to convince Kimmy that you need to make it on the radio. And we'll talk. Otherwise, you guys keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. You guys be safe on your way to see Grandma. Revenge is the name of the game. They're wanting to take him out. They're wanting payback because Donald Trump, he poked them both fingers right in the eyes. Boom. He tried to slay the beasts, both Democrat and Republican, the institutions of the swamp. Government up in D.C. without even winning dog catcher. He wound up winning president of the United States because the American people, enough of them said, enough of politics as usual. And they want payback. The swamp creatures, they want payback. They want to take him to court and prosecute him for this, that, and the other. Because, you know, obviously they couldn't get him on bogus charges, trumped up charges of stealing the last election. No, he won fair and square. And if you believe all the conspiracy theories out there, well, they were going to make sure that he didn't win this go-around. The fix was in. So we'll see what Sidney Powell has. We'll see what, on a separate rail track, Rudy Giuliani can say and try to convince judges to not certify votes. I got the fix. Actually, Kimmy gave me a good cut here from Matt Gaetz. Here's the fix for that, Mr. President. Go ahead to play cut 7.
Congressman, I take it you would agree. Obviously, as we also still await the Durham report, if that ever happens, what's your take on this Flynn news?
President Trump should pardon Michael Flynn. He should pardon the Thanksgiving turkey. He should pardon everyone from himself to his administration officials to Joe Exotic if he has to, because you see from the radical left a bloodlust that will only be quenched if they come after the people who worked so hard to animate the Trump administration with the policies and the vigor and the effectiveness that delivered for the American people. Yeah. And so I think that the president ought to wield that pardon power effectively and robustly.
I love seeing all these attorneys on the talk shows, the cable shows, and the commentary. Well, it's never been done before. We don't know if he can do it. Well, Mr. President, go ahead and take your powerful pen to paper. Well, it still has some power. There you go. Pardon Donald John Trump. Da-da-da-da-da. And let's put it to the test. Let's put all that wonderful pardon stuff to the test for a sitting president pardoning himself. Let's do that. That'd be a nice layer of protection. Because you know they're coming. Just enough so that this can tie up in the courts. And I don't know if you'd like to run again. There's 2024 if it proves that you need to leave the White House temporarily January 20th, 2021. Let's see. What else is here? Oh, yeah. I told you I was going to save this one for later. The big story today, like yesterday was GSA and the money cookie jar for Joe Biden. Well, today, the big story was the first 100 day of the Joe Biden administration. I'm not surprised. Joe Biden says first 100 days, he's going to seek a path to citizenship for 11 million illegal immigrants. I think that number is low. There's other people that watch these numbers. But anyway, he says 11 million illegal immigrants, path to citizenship. I have a few things I want to say about this. Number one, this provides a should've, would've, could've moment for the future Trump for President campaign or any Republican who wishes to run under that Trump flag, because Trump is the Republican Party. He is, I mean, he, like in the Matrix, he just, you know, like Keanu Reeves, he jumped into one of those agents, and he's now working from the inside and transformed the Republican Party. Now, it's his. That's his pet, is the Republican Party. And he is the force. I don't think a Republican presidential candidate from, you know, and I love Ted Cruz. Ted, I know you listen every now and then. I love you, brother. Thank you. I love you, Ted. But Ted Cruz on his own, Rand Paul on his own, Governor Noem, you name it, you know, whoever you want to put up there, just on their own, without adopting this America first mentality. Don't listen to what General Mad Dog Mattis had to say. Oh, we need to get away from America first because it makes us less secure. Oh, my goodness. I saw that yesterday. I was shaking my head. I was so, disappointed in General Mattis. I can't believe someone on the inside just doesn't get it. For border security, for trade, everything, America first is good. And we wish to protect our country, protect our way of life. That next presidential candidate for the Republicans, whether Trump stays in there another 4 years, we're going to need somebody else in 2024. And if Trump doesn't done 2024, we're going to need somebody else. It's time to start thinking, start vetting who's going to run in 2024. And that person needs to run under the Trump flag, in my opinion, under that Trump banner of America first. Maybe package things different. Maybe say things different. Maybe, you know, you're going to be working against the media, working the, you know, so-called traditional or mainstream media, Hollywood and their ilk. And Democrats, so-called rhinos, Republicans, and people like Michael Steele, the traitor that he is, stabbing Trump in the back. And forget Donald Trump. Michael Steele, you are an embarrassment, brother. Thank you, Dana, for an opportunity to fill in. I've been itching an opportunity to condemn Michael Steele for his treason, not to Donald Trump, but to the ideas, the truths, the principles that you, as former National Republican Party chairman, you represented at one time, that you championed. You stabbed all those truths and ideas in the back by joining this movement against Donald Trump, these so-called Lincoln Project, you know, people proclaiming your support for Joe Biden. You're a traitor to liberty, a traitor to truth. You're an embarrassment, sir. I hope I never see your face again in any Republican circles. You probably kiss so much CNN, MSNBC, but I expect to see, which I won't because I don't watch those networks full of lies anymore. That's probably what he's getting to, try to get a cushy job as an analyst, a Republican. Here's our Republican du jour, Michael Steele. You, sir, are an embarrassment to the cause, to protect the unborn, to keep our guns, to keep our money, to reduce the size of government, on and on and on. Michael Steele, you are an embarrassment. I cannot say it enough. Anyway, back to the whole shoulda, woulda, coulda now, post-election analysis. The message was pretty simple. Joe Biden, this morning, provided a huge talking point for the Republicans, the Trump Republicans, Trump-publicans, or what is the name? You see, the campaign message Joe Biden will provide citizenship to millions of illegal immigrants. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. That would have been a nice message during the campaign, because after all, that was the signature message for Donald Trump running for president, don't you think? The first go around. I know we got COVID and economic issues, and Joe Biden wanted to kill fracking jobs and all that, but a reminder of the signature issue that was still very real. And Joe Biden, unashamedly and not worried about any political consequence, comes out and says, yeah, path to citizenship for 11 million illegal immigrants. Another thing I want to say about this. I want to congratulate President Trump. Yes, you have every right, Mr. President, to keep fighting. And yeah, you got a couple of rail tracks out there. Rudy Giuliani's doing something, amassing all the wrongs and the elections that need to be chronicled and communicated to the American people. Sidney Powell over there doing her own thing, trying to figure out that conspiracy. Okay, fine. But methodically, bit by bit, moving forward and allowing GSA to work and, you know, do what they can. What Donald Trump does right now will be part of his legacy. What Donald Trump does right now will reverberate in 2024 for his campaign or for any Republican wanting to run for president and trying to fight off everybody. Joe Biden just provided a gift, in my opinion, to the Republicans. Joe Biden, by having said this, 11 million illegal immigrants, for him, he wants citizenship for them. He just provided, in my opinion, a big old grenade, election grenade you can throw into the state of Georgia. You got those two Senate seats. Those two Democrats, I bet you, living in conservative Georgia, those two Georgia Democrat candidates for U.S. Senate, I bet you today they were shaking their head. Will somebody please give this guy a sleeping aid? Put a muzzle on him. Put another mask on him. Why did he say that? Because the Republicans can now say and claim at the top of any mountain in Georgia. Hey, are there any mountains in Georgia? Hey, you vote for these Democrats. You send them to the U.S. Senate. Yes, absolutely. You just grease the skids for 11 million illegal immigrants to get citizenship. To hell with the whole visa process. To hell with the State Department process and the applications and everything that you need to pay for. To hell with the immigration returns. To hell with Border Patrol and folks at Immigration, Naturalization. We don't need none of that. Vote for these two Democrat candidates, and you give the Senate to Joe Biden and the Democrats to do whatever the heck they want, including citizenship for 11 million illegal immigrants. There you go. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you. Keep talking. Keep talking. Come on, man. Keep talking. 20 minutes after the hour, you're listening to The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez. Talk line 844-344-3262.
Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday on the Three Martini Lunch as we dissect the day's good, bad, and crazy news. Each day, you'll get our original and fun insights into everything from presidential politics to the war on punctuation to Jim's hammering the media's pathetic efforts to turn Andrew Cuomo into a hero.
And he's got everything. He's got the personality. He's got the brother. He's got the charm. He's got the jokes. Greg, he's got everything except the actual success.
Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're not going to force you to wear a mask, but if you do head out, take The Dana Show with you by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
On behalf of all the team at The Dana Show, and I'm very proud to claim I'm hitching my wagon. I hitched my wagon to that Dana Show sometime back. And my proof is Dana's told Jesus thank you for me in Southern Command yesterday. Thank you, Dana. Happy Thanksgiving from Dana Show Southern Command. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You want to join the program? 844-344-DANA. You need to make it by Kimmy, and you'll make it on the radio. All right, Kim, let's do some headlines.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
I saw this headline. I was thinking of Dana because I know she likes, I haven't seen the Mandalorian, you know, the Baby Yoda show, but I know she's a big fan. So there's this group that is a watchdog group that every year around this time of year, they come out with a report on dangerous toys. Well, some of the Baby Yoda stuff is on that dangerous toy list. It's something called Dark Saber Sword from the Star Wars Mandalorian, the Baby Yoda thing. This group says that this Dark Saber Sword, it could poke your eye out, kid. Not like literally, kind of like the Christmas story. It can literally hurt a kid's eye. So, and anyway, do the search on DuckDuckGo or Bing. Actually, use DuckDuckGo as a search. Don't use Google. And do a list of dangerous toys for 2020, and you'll find it. This is an important recall, a repeat. Crockpots are dangerous, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Right now, where everybody's cooking, pay attention. Sunbeam Products Crockpot 6-Quart Express Crock Multi Cooker. I guess it's on the label. They can pressurize when the lid is not fully locked. There's a fire hazard. 99 cases of people getting burned. First degree, third degree burns. They were sold everywhere. At Walmart, at Target, Amazon. So anyway, the Sunbeam Crockpot's an issue right now. Country music hitmaker Hal Ketchum has passed away, age 67. From her Southern Command in Deep South Texas, you're listening to The Dana Show. Hey, stick around. I got a conversation with a friend at Heritage. We're going to try to plug up and shore up all the election problems in our nation. It's already been solved. It's just we need to apply those things. This is The Dana Show from South Texas.
Quick Five is brought to you by Caltech. Innovation, quality, performance. Follow Dana on Twitter at DLash and official Dana Lash on Facebook.
When Joe asked me to be his running mate, he told me about his commitment to making sure we selected a cabinet that looks like America, that reflects the best of our nation. And that's what we have done. Today's nominees and appointees come from different places. They bring a range of different life and professional experiences and perspectives. And they also share something else in common, an unwavering belief in America's ideals. An unshakable commitment to democracy, human rights, and the rule of law.
Okay. Kamala Harris. What I hear Kamala Harris saying that they're going to be selecting a cabinet that looks like America. So that to me, that's identity politics, because everything that you just said, Senator Harris. So no discrimination then on based on the people's skin color, but based on character. And if you're looking for the best in America, right, then we will solely adhere to qualifications, right? Years of experience, knowledge, education, networks, connections, all those things, right? Or will it be a little bit more like we knew that the vice president gig that you might be getting here pretty soon would be based on gender and would be based on color, female of color. And, of course, we need to just so much for the, equal opportunity employer regulation on everybody else. You can't be discriminating now on gender, color, all those things, religion, all those things. You can't be discriminating. Oh, no. But we can for the top offices in our country because, we need to sprinkle. Not based on qualifications. We actually need the skin color and we need the gender and all that. And just an observation. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show from her Southern Command office in Deep South Texas. Dana, you check in later on. Big hug to you and Chris and Steve and my brother Sugar Cane. Thank you for calling Southern Command in. We're very proud to represent the Dana Show. You guys want to check in? It's 844-344-3262. Stick around. I got a conversation with a friend over at the Heritage Institute, and you should go to their website. Look for their database that shows all the different cases prosecuted in almost all 50 states. I want to say all 50 states. It's a map. You click on the state, and it shows you a long list of voter corruption cases, different cities, all these states. It's there. Now, we're making some progress now. Kicking and screaming, we're dragging the so-called mainstream media. You know, at one point, they said, there's no proof. There's no election fraud. And now, well, now the narrative is, well, it's not enough to overturn the vote. That's coming up here in a second. You want to reach out? I should have said this earlier, but I know you guys check in and find me eventually. The Dana Show Southern Command is her affiliate here in Deep South Texas, KURV. Talk radio in McAllen, Brownsville. You know, Brownsville, Texas, where Elon Musk put up his little spaceport thing. And a big hug and a kiss to all the SpaceX family. Open up a Parler account. I'm going to emphasize Parler like Dana does. We all need to move to Parler, all of us, as quickly as possible. And again, Mr. President, you and your folks who check in, I don't know if maybe you're super invested financially on Twitter or not. I don't know what's going on, but Mr. President, please, could you please announce to the world you're going to shut down your Twitter account, move over to Parler, and force everybody who needs to listen and pay attention to you, especially in media, open up their own damn Parler account, force to close their Twitter account, or open up their Parler account to see what the President of the United States has to say in these several weeks that are coming up. See, if he were to cheerlead a move towards Parler, wouldn't that be? We could knock out Parler for several days. The server would explode, right? He and the president and everybody else should kind of move in that direction. You need to, sir. We need to create a viable competitor against Twitter and Facebook. And there's others out there. There's MeWe or WeMe or Yahweh. I think it's MeWe, right? That's one. And then there's another one. There's Rumble, right? There's another one. There's other social media outlets that can compete against the YouTubes and the Twitters and the Facebook. We need to populate those places. Let the market speak. Let the market correct itself. People, move over to Parler. My address at Parler is at Sergio Talk. It's the same thing on Twitter, at Sergio Talk. On Facebook, I still got that stupid account open. We still need to be there because it's huge. So Sergio Sanchez. And look at the porthole, you know, that little circle they have? I put information there like cystic fibrosis awareness, CF foundation awareness. You find one of those two pages, you found me, Sergio Sanchez, on Facebook. Okay, let's show up some election problems, irregularities, some of the holes that still exist after generations of complaining that we need to shore up all these problems. I had a conversation with a friend over at Heritage. Go ahead, Kimmy. President Casey James from Heritage had a write-up little opinion piece noting that the 2020 presidential election, of course, the mess that it was, it is, on many fronts, allegations of voter fraud, delays, they stopped the vote here and there, all that. President Casey James at Heritage said it didn't have to be this way. Quote, if our public servants had implemented the reforms recommended in 2005 by the Commission on Federal Election Reform, bipartisan commission formed to improve elections, we might not be in the situation we find ourselves in today. They put together that commission in 2005 because if you roll the clock back a little bit, what did we have in 2000? A huge mess. That was the 2000 election, Bush versus Gore. Let me go back to Heritage. He's manager of election law reform, Hans von Spakovsky. Could you please encapsulate the 2005 Commission on Federal Election Reform? What were some of the recommendations that they made for us to implement, which obviously did not get implemented uniformly in this country?
Right. But, it's important first to note, it was bipartisan. I mean, Jimmy Carter, former Democratic president, headed it up, and James Baker, former Republican Secretary of State. They recommended things like voter ID. They said, we do have election fraud in this country, and we ought to have voter ID laws, and they ought to be free for anyone who doesn't already have an ID, but that was one of their most basic recommendations. They also recommended, does this sound familiar, against expansion of voting by mail, because they said there's all kinds of problems associated with it, and so they recommended against what we actually did in this this last election. Another, just a quick recommendation they made was, look, you know, states all maintain their own statewide voter registration list. And the commission said, look, those ought to be interoperable. What that means is states like Texas ought to be able to compare their voter list with neighboring states to find people who have moved and potentially remain registered in both states and could potentially illegally cast votes in two states. And we know that happens. And because states maintain their own list, and a lot of them don't actually talk to other states, it's relatively easy to do that and get away with it.
With electronic voting machines being the norm everywhere, when I volunteered as Hidalgo County Republican chairman for 4 years between 2014 and 2018, right smack in the middle of the Trump campaign, I was part of that local county commission that agreed on a new system. Hart Verity was the one. I had to go look it up. Hart Verity was the one that we agreed to.
Right.
But electronic voting systems are the norm everywhere. How do we unring that bell to get back to, and this was part of the debate back then, we'd like to have something palpable, solid, a piece of paper, unmistakable. We got an X number of voters came in and an X number of ballots. That's what we have. No dead voters, no illegal immigrant voters, nothing brought in as far as buckets of votes last minute. How do we get back to to paper ballot?
Well, I tell you, what needs to happen is, look, no matter what happens in the presidential race, people need to take their frustrations, their shock at what's happened, their anger at what's happened, and translate that into pushing and lobbying their state legislators in their states to fix many of these issues and the kind of problems that you're talking about there. I mean, to just give you an example, look, Texas now has a good voter ID law for in-person voting, but it doesn't extend to absentee balloting. A number of states have done that. Alabama is one, and we didn't hear any problems about Alabama in this latest election. And one of the reasons is because their voter ID law extends to absentee.
Describe that one for me. How is ID applied to absentee in Alabama?
Alabama and other states, what they've done is it can't stop all fraud, but it can deter it. What you do is when you request your absentee ballot and when you then send it in, you either send in a photocopy of one of the many forms of ID that is accepted with your absentee ballot, or for example, in Kansas, if you've got a Kansas driver's license, you just put the serial number of your driver's license on the form when you send it in. So that way you don't have to send in a photocopy. And that makes it harder for vote harvesters to illegally go through a neighborhood and just steal ballots out of mailboxes, fill them out, and send them in because they don't have the voter's ID. So can it stop all fraud? No, but it can sure stop a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. And it does provide an accountability that presently is absent in the state of Texas. Does Florida have that type of system, too, where they match, let's say, ID or license number to the requested ballot?
No, Florida doesn't have it. Kansas has got it. Alabama's got it. I think two other states have extended ID laws to absentee ballots. But every state needs to do that. Look, the other thing that states need to do, because you mentioned this problem, is, look, unfortunately, there's evidence that people who aren't U.S. citizens are registering and voting all over the country. We don't know how big the numbers are, but we have cases of it, of people who've actually been prosecuted for that in our election fraud database. Well, look, one of the reasons that's happening is election officials don't do anything to actually verify the citizenship status of people who are registered to vote. Well, why aren't they doing that? They could do that by accessing the very same E-Verify system that the Department of Homeland Security runs for employers. Because remember, under federal law, every employer in the country has to check the citizenship status of anybody they hired to ensure that, one, they're either a U.S. citizen, therefore they can work, or if they're not a U.S. citizen, they're here legally and they got a work permit. Well, why aren't election officials taking advantage of that to verify citizenship of people who are registering to vote?
Hans von Spakovsky, Heritage Foundation. Hans is manager of the Election Law Reform Initiative with the Heritage Foundation. I have the hardest time with his name. I love talking with Hans. Joke around with him. How's it? What's up, Hans and Franz? But it's the whole von Spakovsky thing I have to watch out for. I just tell him, hey, I'm going to call you Pedro next time I speak with you. This in, a new report, international report, number of deaths caused by terrorism, that would be Islamic terrorism, around the world hit a five-year low in 2019, according to the Global Terrorism Index. Thank you, President Donald Trump, for releasing the hounds, allowing our military to take care of business with friends overseas and crush Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all those roaches overseas. You're listening to The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez. Appreciate you tuning in. DanaRadio.com.
Listen to The Dana Show on your Alexa by opening the app settings and linking your podcast service to your Alexa. And then say, Alexa, play The Dana Show podcast.
From the Dana Show Southern Command Office, McAllen, Texas. That's where the studio is, Rio Grande Valley of Texas, Brownsville, McAllen. This is The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez. Again, at Parler, it's at Sergio Talk. Twitter, the same thing, at Sergio Talk. Sergio Sanchez on Facebook. Just look for the little porthole, that little circle says something about cystic fibrosis, and we can say hi. Sergio at KURV.com. That's email. Sergio at KURV.com. It's a news talker in the RGV of Texas. Something from my market here in McAllen, Texas. By the way, big hug and a kiss to all my friends, family at Border Patrol all across the southwest border. Bless you guys. You guys be safe out there. So in the news today, a facility that got some national, international attention. You know, the whole narrative from the left, the lies from the left, and just perpetuating and expanding ignorance across America. Children in cages, all the stupidity, which, by the way, all started under President Obama. It was the holding facilities for Border Patrol, and we had to improvise and create a bigger one. And you see all these kids and people behind chain link fences. It was partitions separating room to room, because you can't stick them in, you can't stick children in a group like that all by themselves. You need to see through the walls to see what's going on for the protection of the kids. Make sure everybody's okay and process the human tsunami, all the people coming across the border. Well, they're going to update all that now. They're going to shut down the McAllen facility and upgrade to, quote, modern detention areas now. I guess they're going to make it softer, kinder, gentler, prettier now. Look, I guess, more like a hotel, I guess. President Barack Obama topping the charts with his new memoir, A Promised Land. Now, the publisher says that this is the all-time best-selling book for them. But you'll probably hear or see that headline. What I doubt you will see is what I'm going to connect to the story from yesterday. High school students and teachers in Chicago public schools, all students getting an early holiday gift from President Barack Obama. Surprise, surprise, he shows up to the online communication between students and teachers. Shows up with a gift. Well, and you know Barack Obama, he and Michelle, they're stinking rich. I mean, they get a nice salary, I'm sure, from Netflix, right? And of course, he got the pension as a president and book royalties and all that. He's got a lot of money. He's rolling in cash. Did he show up with some scholarship money for the Chicago school kids? Did he show up with PS5s? No, he provides a free copy. All 355,000 students and other people in the system, Chicago schools, 355,000 copies free for the kids. And you get a memoir. So there you go. So a little bit of AstroTurf and padding the numbers for the new memoir for the former president. All right, Day in Stupidity audio cut. Of course, CNN crosses the line in first. What you got, Kimmy? Go ahead and play it.
Watching it all, having covered this White House now for a couple of years, what's your read on all of this?
Well, it's the president trying to take credit for what's happening with the stock market. Of course, you remember before the election, he often warned of what would happen to the stock market if Joe Biden did win the White House. And now the president is attempting to take credit for this good news, which, of course, you, as you noted, experts are talking about
the you GSA, watch the market, how they love with the Biden vaccine, are going to hate the Biden tax cuts. That's it for the show. Have a wonderful evening. Happy Thanksgiving.